The question that we're going to be focusing on right now, and we spent time on over the week, sort of looking at these sources, is we saw that there's this machloket, the Tanakama versus Rabbi Shimon, right? That about, let's say, in the case specifically, we'll start with the case of the tanur that he sets up his oven, and then the fire goes out and causes damage, but he set it up with appropriate distance. So there's this machloket, and this is the first source. Vim hizik mishalim mashi hizik. Tanakama says, if you cause damage, even with the harchaka that you did, if you cause damage, you have to pay for it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo amru kol ashrim ha'elu, ela she'im hizik, patur milashan. Rabbi Shimon says, no, the whole idea here is that if you cause damage, but if you distanced and you cause damage, that's why you distanced. You distanced so that if you cause damage, you're not going to be chayav to pay it back. So that's this machloket between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. And what I want to focus on today is understanding, number one, understanding this machloket. What is the basis of this machloket? Number two, what's the halacha? And then number three, does this apply just to the case of the Tanur, this Mishnah, or does it apply to other cases in the rest, the rest of this parak? We had a similar conversation about Rabbi Yossi earlier about what is when Rabbi Yossi talks about how far does that go? So we're going to do the same thing here. How far does this machloket between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon go about if as long as I do the distance that I'm supposed to do, am I chayav to pay anything if damage ends up happening? So that's where we're going to be going today. So Rashi in source number two sort of gives us an explanation of this opinion of Avim Hizik Achar Shehe Sham Kol Shrim Halalu Mishalem Mashi Hizik. You have to pay even if you do the whole thing. You still would have to pay. That's the Rabbanan's position. Tanakama Vafal Piken Meakvina Olav Hashchenim LeHarchik B'Kol Shrim Halalu. So, nonetheless, you could make the argument to think that if I'm going to have to pay anyway, so then why should I have to distance anything at all? Like, if I'm going to have to pay, I'll pay, so I won't distance, and I'll pay if damage happens. So Rashi says, no, still, everyone's going to agree that we still have these Mishnayot, that you're not allowed to be somech, you have to be marchik, all of that is still true. Why? It's because, Shema yadlik batehem ve'ein lo ma'al shalem. So Rashi says, oh, the concern is that there's going to be a fire, there's going to be significant damage, and you're not going to be able to pay it back. Okay, presumably, if you did have the money to pay it back, then it sounds like what Rashi is suggesting is that if it was guaranteed, I don't know, if you had like money in egress that you know was going to go to pay this person back, maybe it wouldn't apply. The whole point that Rashi is saying is that you never know there could be a significant amount of damage and you weren't going to be able to pay it back, and then we're going to be out of luck, so you can't bring yourself close at all. The Rashash explains similarly, but a little different. We mentioned the Rashash earlier today. So Rashi, this is source number three. Rashi, Mishnah, Dibur Machlevi Mizik, Fafal Piken, Chule, Ein Lo Ma'al Shalem. So Ayan Lekaman, Perish Rashbam, Al Hada Ein Osin Chalal Tachat Rashid Arabim, Ein Ritzonam, Chule Lered Bedin. There's another Gemara elsewhere. The Rashbam says that the whole purpose that they can force you to be Marchik is because they don't want to have to take you to Beit Din. So that's what he says here also. And we talked about this I think in my last year also. So he says here, Aval Hacha Milta Psika De'im Yadlik Habayit Karov Hadavar Shlo Yatzil Me'uma Mikol Asher Lo. Rashi says, look, what's going to happen is that there's going to be a fire in my house, and I'm going to lose everything. It's not concerned about, like, the concern is that I'm also going to lose money, because my entire house is going to burn down. And so the issue is, am I going to be able to pay for it? Yeah, it's going to be, am I going to be able to pay for it, because all of my property will have just burnt down. And he says, okay, so I don't understand exactly how he thinks this is mashma of language, but he says the fact that Rashi says ve'ein lo as opposed to ve'lo yiyelo, the Rashash says that he thinks that sort of indicates that what Rashi is really concerned with is that I'm going to go bankrupt because I'm going to lose everything. The Sma in source number four sort of expands this a little bit more. Mishalev Masha Hezika. So this is the Sma in the Shulchan Aruch, which we're going to see later. Mikom Akom Tzarich Leharchik Lechatchila Shiur Hanal. Even though you're going to pay, you still have to Lechatchila be Marchik, the appropriate distance. Shula Yadlik Batei Ashchenim O Aliyah Shedarba, because maybe you're going to destroy the other person's property. Lo Yelo Mimal Shalem. And then I'm not going to have what I can pay you back. V'gam b'pnei shelo yirtzei le'ready mo b'dina v'dayna v'gam li'troch lachzor v'livno v'liot zman ma b'lo dira l'tatel nafsho midira l'dira. Also, this ma says, look, I don't want to have to, my neighbor doesn't want to have to schlep me to Beit Din. He's going to be, have to be without a house. He's going to have lost everything. Even if you'll know that I'll pay you back, and we're absolutely certain you're going to get the money back, I'm going to 100% pay you back. This ma says still, there's still the challenge of having to take you to Beit Din, having to move out of the house, having to wait for all the construction. It's going to be a pain. And because of the difficulty of me having to deal with the destruction that you caused me, so we can be forced to be marchik to make sure that that damage doesn't happen, or it's not likely to happen, so that I don't have to worry about anything. There's another piece here, source number five, Rav Nachum. So we could read it. I'll tell you how I understood what he was saying, and you're welcome to disagree with me, but I think when Chaim and I were learning it together, this is the way I understood it. So it's a longer piece. Rav Nachum here is saying, in source number five, Atirat Rashi, Tama Dechayv L'Archi Kumishum, Deshema Lo Yelo Mala Shalem. You might, maybe not going to have anything to pay back. V'tzarech Biur, Deafilu Yelo Mala Shalem, Mikol Makom Vaday De'ika Iser Mazik Gam B'Mishalem. Ken, amai hutzrach latam deshema lo yelo malashalem. So the question is, I don't understand. Even if you'll say that he'll pay you back, still, presumably, there's an isser to be mazik. So even if you're going to pay it back.
No, I agree.
The question. It's a legitimate question. Like isn't he, so we'll read it through and we'll see what he says. Given nira, di'imishum isser mazik, ein lechayvo b'harchaka b'matznitin, daha yachol lomar dishmora tenur shelo yazik. Right? So he's saying that if the concern is this Isser Mazik, if I can say with absolute certainty, if I can say that there's not going to be damage, so then I'm not going to be under this category. If I bring myself closer, I'm not in the category of a Mazik, that I'd be violating as some iser mazik. Says if I'm definitely 100%, we know that I'm going to pay you back. I can say with absolute certainty you are going to be reimbursed for any damage that happens. Then you can tell me if I'm not understanding this correctly, but it sounds like what he's saying is that then he doesn't have the requirement to be marchi because he's not technically in the realm of a mazik. The whole point, if you could definitely pay it back, then maybe you're not going to be a mazik because you'll definitely pay it back. The only thing is that we don't know, we never know what's going to happen. Maybe you're not going to be able to pay it back. And since you're not going to be able to pay it back, then that's going to put you into this realm of potentially a mazik. And so those actually are going together. The fact that you might not be able to pay back is why you can't be mazik. You can't be somech. But if you could definitely pay back, then it's not going to be a problem. That's the way I'm understanding him. So v'nira beards v'rav, da'af k'she yishalem v'adekati mazik, u'mi kol makom, lo sagi b'ha dehu mazik l'chayva b'rchaka t'shchenim, de'din archaka ika rak b'she yesh nizkei atovo. The only time you have to be marchik is when there's a nizak who's going to be claiming against you. V'hacha eno nizak deha im yufsad yishalmulo. Because if there's damage, then I'm going to pay you back 100%. So it's not like a mazik nizak situation if I'm definitely going to pay you back. So it's not under the category of a being a mazik nizak situation. So he's saying maybe you won't be able to pay him back, and that's why. Yeah.
Is his premise correct that a person is not called a mazik if he says I'm going to watch the thing?
So that's what he says.
I know, but the basic principle of mazik, right? Moncha ushura soalecha. It's your property, and you have a responsibility to guard it. However you deduce, you have a responsibility to guard it. So if I have a pit bull, right, and I take it out into the street, and it's not on a leash, and I say, oh, I'm going to watch it, and then it bites somebody, I'm still a mazik.
Right, so it sounds like he's pinning it also on the fact that he's going to be Mishalem. I'm trying to find the line right. Dishmor.
No, I'm not arguing with you about that. I'm just saying, if I have a pit bull and I say, I'm going to watch, and then it bites somebody, I'm still a mazik. right?
Right.
There should be an Isser Mazik even if you are paying for it. And he says, Benira, the Imishu Isser Mazik in the Chaybo Harchaka Bemazdis, and Dayachalomai, the Ishmar Tanur Shalo Yazik.
Right. So you're just disagreeing with the whole.
What does that mean? Either I am putting in precautions, or I'm not putting in precautions. Saying I can watch it but not put in precautions isn't a thing.
So I don't know if maybe what he's alluding to, or what one could use to explain is the piece that we're going to get to about the riff, that when you're in your house and watching your oven, you have absolute ability to make sure that you're there, so if the damage does happen, then you're poche in some ways with the riff. We're going to get to that. So maybe the idea is there is I can watch it, and the fact that I'm watching it, I can intervene. Yeah? Yeah.
The shaka itself is not for preventing what we think would be regular damage, but for that he needs only a regular smira. But the harshaka is for preventing something else, which is mamash baba yadayim. And therefore, the category for harshaka here is a different category than harshaka in other places.
Could be. Yeah. So we'll get to this. We'll get to this riff, this potential machloket riff, ktsot in a little bit. Could be.
What if? Like you're saying, as long as he can pay him back, it's okay. But what if it's a case where you're causing death? Like you can never pay that back.
Right. So I think the cases that we're all dealing with are just financial, monetary things where there is the possibility, the potential to pay it back. I think once you're not in the realm of just simple monetary damages, but you're dealing with death. I think we're in a different realm entirely. As well, I would think. I mean, yeah. It's a good question, but I think everything that we're dealing with, I mean, we're dealing with cases of my pit is gonna make your pit fall in, or this fire. The concern here is damage because of the fire, and there's no one. I didn't see anyone who talks about the potential loss of life as a result of this fire. So it might be that we're not in that category at all. I think he's putting those two together, right? I think he's putting the requirement to be marchik because you're a mazik. If you weren't a mazik, then you wouldn't have to be. Yeah.
If there's a guarantee that he's going to pay, it's the harchaka. It's not the mazik. I mean, he's still a mazik.
Uh huh. The only time you have to be marchik is when he has this status of there's this nizak who's giving a claim against him.
He didn't lose it.
Right.
He's talking here within the
shechem.
Right.
He's
done with the mazik. The way I get rid of mazik is I pretend that watching it matters. The way I get rid of shchinim is by making the other person whole.
And since if I'm definitely going to pay, then it's fine. The whole that's why Rashi says shema liyelo malashalem, because there's a potential that he won't be able to pay him back. So that's why this chiyuv harchaka applies.
Natural loss. Yeah, there is some loss.
Well, that's part of this whole problem.
Right.
You know, we're assuming that paying for something is actually going to help.
Right.
But Rabbi, I think your question is in Yom Kippur, not only on here. Because the question is, it's a more fundamental one. Why would you say someone needs to have a harchaka?
Right.
Eventually, it's not.
If it does, it doesn't make a difference.
It doesn't make a difference. So what's our harchaka is? Well, what's the purpose of it?
I come from a different standpoint. I believe that mazik is a moral obligation, separate from a financial obligation. We talked about this, a while back.
Right.
Yaakov and Baba Kama. There is a halacha of don't damage other people's property. I don't care whether you're paying for it or not. There's a basic halachic obligation of don't damage other people's property.
So,
in that context, therefore, you should, we say, Baba Kama, Shri Rasa, and all that, Here we say, this is your talent, 3 tefach, 25 amos, whatever it is, in order to prevent yourself from damaging other people's property.
So I'm not sure, just to bring the people on the computer in right now, I don't know if you're able to hear the conversation that's happening right now, but the conversation that we're sort of, that's happening right now is this question of the relationship. I mean, this is like, I guess the question of Baba Batra is the relationship between between Marchik and Meshalim. If I'm going to pay you back, definitely, is there still a problem of being a Mazik? What's the relationship between the Nezek side of things, the fact that I'm causing you damage, versus the fact that I'm just going to pay you back? Like, there's an independent, Richard, you're saying, there's this independent, regardless of whether I'm going to pay you back or not, this whole idea is a moral obligation, I think was the language you just used, that I'm not allowed to cause damage to you, regardless of what I'm going to do to pay you back for it. And so that's a little bit of what the discussion here. Yeah, Steve? Rev Steve? I don't know. Okay. Interesting. Okay. Maybe we'll come back to this. I don't know. Maybe we'll try to tie that back in a little bit. Okay, but either way, however we understand this, the mechanics here of this Rav Nachum. So lahalacha, this machlok between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. So I have here, we have the Rush with Rambam, right? They're all going to say basically the same thing. Rush in source number 6, this quotes our Mishnah. Lo yamid adam toner b'toch shelo elim ken yesh lo al gabav gova arba amot hayam amido ba'aliyah ad sheitachtav ma'azivah shlusha tzvachim v'kira tefach v'im hizik mishalem ma'ashe hizik. Rabbi Shimon omer lo nemru kol hashemim halalu el hashim hizik patur milashalem. It says v'leita l'derabbi Shimon deha ukma abaye b'shita b'perek abayet v'aliyah. So he says there's two reasons that we know the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. One is the fact that Abaye sort of puts him in this box with all these other shitot. And just to see what he's referring to there is source number 7 in Baba Metzia, this Mishnah, Habone Breshita Rabbim Hamevi Avanim Hamevi Vabone Bonavim Hizik Mishalem Ashi Hizik. Okay, this is this line of the Mishnah. The Gemara Abaye says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon, Kulu Svir Lehu, all of them hold the same thing. They're all the same Shita. Kol Makom Shenanilu Chachamim Rashut Vihizik Pater. And then he says the last line here, and the last line in source number 7, Rabbi Shimon Omer Lo Amru Kol Shem Elalo Ela Shim Hizik Pater Mila Shalom. This is Rabbi Shimon, this idea that if you did what you're supposed to do, you're Pater Mila Shalom. That's all this group that Abaye puts them all together. And so it's a Shita, and it's a Shita that we don't hold by. And so the Rush says, we don't have to worry about it. So we don't pass in that way. Deho Ukma Abaye B'Shita. And he says also, back in source number 6, the last line, V'lo Hutzrach L'Rayazo, De'Belav Hachi Hilchatak Rabim. You don't even have to say that. You can ignore that Gemara. Just simply say, Rabbi Shimon is a dat yachid. The Rabim say that you still have to pay. So it's end of story. You don't have to worry about it anymore. So that's what the Rush says. The Rif in source number 8, just a very simple line. Later the Rabbi Shimon, to Okma Abaye Bishita Perak Abaye Valiyah. Rif says the same thing. Doesn't say the piece about the Halacha Karabim. He says, oh, it's a Shita. He's grouped with the others as the Shita. The Rambam says just explicitly also in source number 9, Abayit v'aliyah shel shnayim lo yaseh ba'al haliyah tanur b'toch beito elim ken yesh lo agabav gova arba amot. On to the second page. V'chen lo yamid ba'al haliyah tanur ad shiyu tachtav ma'azivah shlosha tefachim v'kira tefach. Every in the Mishnah. And then the last line of the Rambam, v'av pishi hirchik ha-shi'ur im yatzat ha'esh v'zika. You still have to pay. So we have the Rambam, the Rif, the Rush, they're all saying the same thing. That we don't follow Rabbi Shimon. Interestingly, in source number 10, and this is I think why the Rush gives two answers for why we don't follow Rabbi Shimon, either because it's the Shita that is grouped together that we don't hold like, or because Halacha Karabim. So the Or Zarua in source number 10, he quotes Perish Rabbeinu Chanan, Al Hatam, Vikaimalan, Hani. Dahani kulu shita inun echad minahu. So he quotes this idea. All these people in Baba Kama, they're all one group together. So we don't hold like that. El mishalem mashahizik, you have to pay it back. That's what the Rifit said. And then he said at the end, v'efshar shapir dihilchatak Rabbi Shimon. But you could say that it's Rabbi Shimon. Defilu im timtzel omar shita hi efshar to have hilchatak kishita. Kedushin b'kiddushin. I wasn't able to find what the case in Kiddushin that he was referring to, but there was, we were saying, this idea that the Rush is saying, the Rush had said, oh, we're not gonna, and the Riff had said also, oh, we don't hold like Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon is just, Abaye just sort of groups them together in this Shita, where they reject the whole Shita, so we don't hold like that. So there was Azura saying, you don't know. Like, and this is what I remember, I was first thinking when I saw it's a Shita, like, it's a shita, so just the fact that it's a shita doesn't mean that we can't hold like it. So that's the or is the rule saying maybe the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Okay, it's a shita. Okay, maybe we hold like it. So I think that might be why the Rush has to give the second answer. Even if we were to say that maybe the halacha is like that shita, it's hilchata karabim. The majority position is against Rabbi Shimon, so we paskin like that. We paskin like Rabbanan, like the Tanakama, Rabbanan, anonymous majority against Rabbi Shimon, and that's in source number 11. In the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, Riff, and the Rush all went like this against Rabbi Shimon. So it's unsurprising. Habayit v'aliyah shel shnayim, source number 11. Lo yaseh ba'al habayit tanur b'toch beito. El imken yesh lo agabav gova dalet amot beino letikrat haliyah. Okay. You have to make that distance. V'chen lo ya'amid ba'al haliyah tanur ad shi'tachtav ma'azivah shel shatvachim. Okay. You have to make that distance. V'kira tevach ma'azivah. He gives the distance for akira. Im tanur shel nachtumim. V'kira shel nachtumim. Okay. And then the second to last line of source number 11. You have to distance and all the. I'm sorry. Even if you distance, you still have to pay. And he says, lest you think that maybe it's okay, I can do it, I'm just going to pay. No, everyone has to be distanced, and every neighbor has the right to say, I need you to distance. Even if you're going to pay me back, I need you to distance. That's how the Shulchan Aruch goes. So there's a problem with this psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and this was pointed out by the Shach. Right? The Shach observes this, and Shach quotes entirely the Rif, so I didn't even give you the Shach, but the Rif, which is source number 13, says that we have a sort of a contradiction in the language of the Shulchan Aruch. And this, if people saw that Rif that was in the source sheet, so you've seen this already. The contradiction is the following. In source number 12, we have a Mishnah, a Madlik Patoch Shalo, Ad Kamatav, or Hadzleka, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria Omer, Ro'ino to ki'iluhu be'emza by Beit Akor, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Tet Zayin Amok, Derech Rishud Arabim, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Chamishim, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yeshalem, Shalem Yeshalem, Mavir Tebeira, Hakol Lefi Hadzleka. So if you read that Gemara, sorry, you read that Mishnah, it sounds like you are always going to be obligated to pay. Hakol Lefi Hadzleka, you pay, no matter what, there's no, like, max distance. Every fire is going to be different, and every fire you're going to have to pay depending on whatever that distance is. That's what it looks like. So the late Rabbi Shimon Shiurat Bidaleka, the Gemara says, well, is that true that he holds that there's no distance there? So if we can read the whole Gemara, but it sort of quotes this piece of Rabbi Shimon that Rabbi Shimon says, this is the second to last line in source number 12. Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion that Ela Sheim Hizik Pater Milashalim. That means that Rabbi Shimon believes that there's a certain amount that if you distance this amount, you don't have to pay. So Amar Rav Nachman, Rabbi Baravua, Kolafi Gova Hadleka. So really, what the answer is everything's according to the height of the fire, meaning if it's a small fire and you distance appropriately, it goes further than that. As long as you distance the distance appropriate for the size of this fire, you are exempt. Which means that Rabbi Shimon has this belief that you can go to a certain, as long as you distance X amount, it's conceivable that you won't have to pay. The Hilchata, and this is the point, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, the Halacha of Rabbi Shimon, V'chen Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Halacha of Rabbi Shimon. But now we have the Halacha of Rabbi Shimon. So earlier in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, and this is what the Shach puts it as Shulchan Aruch versus Shulchan Aruch, the Rif has it as Gemara versus Gemara, our Gemara that we've been talking about in Baba Batra says that we don't follow Rabbi Shimon, that even if you cause damage, you have to pay. But here, now in Baba Kama, we're seeing our halacha follows Rabbi Shimon, which is that if you did what you're supposed to do, you are pater. So in one case, even if you distance, you're chayev. In the other case, if you distance, you're pater. And these are both cases of fire. So the question that the Shach raised, the question that the Rif is going to be bothered by, and this is source number 13, which is, what's the difference between these two? How is it, or why is it, that in one case, you're chayev to be mishalem, even if you were marchik, and that's our case in Baba Batra, and yet, in this case in Baba Kama, if you're marchik, the appropriate way, you are not going to be chayev to pay back. So how do you resolve this contradiction? So the Rif offers his answer, source number 13. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel Halach Rav Shimon. Vi kashulach maishna hatam gabe tanur, tekayavi rabbanan shiura, v'filo hachi im hizik mashalem hashi hizik, maishna hacha depater. So if you're gonna, you're bothered by, why is it over there, which is here for us, why is it in Baba Batra that rabbanan give a shir, and if you distance that and you still cause hezek, you still cause nezek, your mashalem hashi hizik, but here, aka in Baba Kama, putter. So this is lo tikshilach. Hacha delefit sorach sha'a madlik. Vika marchi kishiura, vika avraha deleke yeter mishiura, vika mazka anusu. Demai havale lemevad. Hilkach makabide shemayim hi. Ulefikach putter. The case where you'd be putter is when it was a quick thing. You were just doing it on a whim. It's not something you normally do. Always do. You decided to build a fire and you were marchik, whatever the appropriate distance you could do was. And it got out of hand. And what are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to get? It was a wildfire. I lit the fire. I did whatever I was supposed to do. But it was wind picked up. Whatever it was, there was, and it got out. What did you want me to do? How was I supposed to? Delo yachol adura. I can't stop this fire. It happened. What am I supposed to do? So in that case, it's a makabi de shemaim. The Rif says so that in Baba Kama. If you distance the way you were supposed to distance, even if it got out of hand, you're fine. You're putter.
Grossly unsatisfying.
Why?
I'll go back to my pit bull, right? Normally, I don't take my pit bull out in the street. Happened to be today, I needed to take it outside. So I'm sorry to bait you, but I needed to take it outside.
So I'm not sure. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure which your pit bull case, Rabbi Tochino is saying. That the example is I have a vicious dog that I take out and it bites you. No, but I don't normally take it out. So is this, Rabbi Tochino is comparing this to the Baba Kama case.
It's not the victim's fault that the vandal didn't have the Isha Hadas to analyze the situation.
So I think, so the answer, so what the Rif says about Baba Batra, says, Hatam gabe tanur kevan de tadir hu madlik ibaya leili iuni. Iika hezeka lechavero. You have to pay attention. This is in your house. This is your stove. You're always using this. You have to pay attention. You have to make sure nisali hezeka vekevan delo avidachi posheahu levika chayev. He's calling him a poshea. So you could make the same argument about the pit bull case. I could just say that no, you know your dog. This is your dog. You're a poshea. To say, oh, I'm not going to chain him up. It's totally fine. You could say that it's not the first, not the Baba, it's not comparable to Baba Kam. It's comparable to Baba Batra. Baba Batra, you'd be poshea if you took your dog out like that. I think that's what the riff.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the fact that I am doing this as a once in a forever doesn't absolve me from responsibility that in my once in forever event, somebody got hurt.
So I think, and this is a little bit, Daniel and I were talking about this riff. So I'm not sure what the most operative piece of this riff is. I'm not sure if the most operative piece, the most important part of this riff is the fact that it's tadir versus not, or whether that, like, you were poshea or not.
No, I don't think when we say tadir, it's literally tadir or not tadir. I think it's more about the shimush itself. I mean,
right, but I'm saying, so yeah, go ahead. Yeah, the riff.
I just understand different the term of the deer. I don't think the deer.
No, but if the riff meant that, because that would be it. I quoted that in my think for Shir and Chorazma. That's not what the riff said. The riff tells you explicitly that which you do regularly, you have to examine. Meaning, let me frame it a little bit differently. The Gemara tells me that this has to be 20 amos away. I'm making up a case. The Gemara says this has to be 20 amos away. I did it. I was 20 amos away. And yet I hurt somebody else. He's telling me, if it's something that I do all the time, I should have known that 20 amos was not sufficient. if it's something that I only do rarely, I didn't need to know that 20 amos wasn't sufficient. That's the argument that he's trying to make.
And I think the piece for me, when I'm reading it, the piece that I find the crucial part is that because you do this regularly, the fact that you didn't, you're in the category of poshea. And you should have known better. But if in its case where you don't do this regularly, so you have the out of saying it was anus because I didn't know. And I think you could have a whole conversation about when is something, how quickly a fire can go. Is that really poshea? Is it anus? What's reasonable for people to know? I think could be a separate conversation. But like the way I'm reading the riff is that you're poshea. When you're poshea, you're responsible. If you didn't know, and it's not reasonable for you to have known, you're not going to be poshea anymore. But I hear, and I think that's what Danielle and I were sort of going back and forth about, is the way I was reading it, the way I'm choosing to read it, is that the big piece is the shia part, not about the regularity part. But I think it's totally acceptable to say not like that. But I think it's harder to justify.
20 seconds for another?
You can take 30.
The harkaka that we see here, again, in Baba Batra, is a different category of harkaka, like in Baba Kama. Don't compare. Don't make a compare. Here, the harkaka is for a different purpose. What is the purpose? We'll see. Maybe. Something. Different aspects of okay. But here, the harkaka is irrelevant. For here, what you need to do in your house is only Ibarra Laiume.
You're putting this, or you're saying that qualitatively, Baba Batra as Shchenim is it, we're talking about something completely different than Baba Kama. That's what you're saying? So what would that other thing be that you're distancing for?
Okay,
but those are all reasons for why to care about damage.
Why the distance? But
yeah.
I think how I understand this reading, you would say, wait, in Baba Kama, the distance is to prevent the damage. And he did everything he could. And yet, there was fire, he would be pato. Here, the distancing, why would it be higher if he distanced? Because distancing is not to prevent the damage. In order to prevent the damage, he needs to buy a unit. It's a different category of Arhaka. Arhaka here is not like the Arhaka in Baba Kama.
And this is, and you're saying I don't remember. You showed this to me, but I didn't look at it since then. The Nitivot.
The Nitivot, yeah.
This is the Nitivot. You're saying.
Yeah, no, the Nitivot. That's the question. Why would Chachamim give a shiur if eventually he's going to be chayav? So don't give a shiur, or give a bigger shiur that he would be patur. Why do you give a shiur that he would be chayav? So there's, he said they give a maximum, not the minimum, like you might think, but they give a maximum shiur that he could not distance more than that. Now the question is, why
you could not force. I could not force my neighbor to marfik more than this. This is the right, because this is my house. You're saying this is my house. Okay.
So that people put it in a different discussion, a different context than the context in Baba Kama. So I think we can read the rest in this context.
Okay, fine. So that's good. That's good. So I don't have that. But so okay. So that would be another answer.
And the shot.
So the Ktsot, source number 14, is going to give a different answer, a different explanation. So he starts by quoting the riff entirely, which we don't necessarily have to read right now, but he quotes it entirely. You can compare the language. I think it's the same. He quotes the riff. So he disagrees, and he says at the bottom of the second page, for the late Divrei HaRif, near Lefiani Vedati, Dahacha Shiura Detanur, Eino Ella, Shilo Yivchot Mishiura. So the shear that we're giving here is the bare minimum. If you do any less than this, then it's vadai hezek. You do anything more than this, so now it's not necessarily vadai hezek. So that's what we can pin you at and say, you don't have to go any closer than this. You go closer than this, it's vade hezek, and you can't do that because then you're going to be mazik amanat l'shalem. You can't do that. You have to go the bare minimum. Just make it so it's not definitely going to happen. V'chen sorich l'harchik shlo yazik b'yadayim amanat l'shalem. Aval gam be'archakad ha'shior shehu dalad amud akati eino min ha'nimna shlo yalecha'ish. You're going, I mean, this is, goes back to what Idan has been claiming, arguing since we started this parak, which is these distances are tiny. You're not going to actually prevent damage in this small distance. So it's saying, you're right, you're not, by distancing four, your oven, four amot, you're not going to be, you're not making the fire not happen. You're just removing it from a case of definitely going to happen to maybe it'll happen, and that's all we can force you to do. So if you cause damage, you have to pay, because you are still in the realm of, you are probably going, you might be causing damage here. You're not, you haven't cleared any barrier to say you're totally putter. That case in Baba Kama, you distanced an exceptional amount. You went the whole, this is a, it's a huge fire or a small fire, you distanced a far distance as you were supposed to be for this distance. I distanced very far away, and everyone would agree that this is totally, nothing's going to happen here. And the fact that it got out of control, no one would ever have thought this was going to happen. I distanced an incredible amount. This was totally, totally, and the house, I distanced the bare minimum, but everyone knows it could still cause damage. So I'm still going to have to be chayav if I cause damage. But with Baba Kama, I distanced a huge amount. The fact that any damage happened is shocking. So the fact that it happened was anus, so I can't be responsible for that because it was incredibly unlikely to happen. So that's the way the Ketzor HaChoshen understands the differences between these two cases.
So the Ketzor seems to be saying, really, what we do in secular law, whether it's foreseeable or not.
And I guess now that I'm saying this again, I guess the way I was reading the riff is more like the Ketzor. So maybe I'm retracting what I said about the riff, because that really is... That really is the so not the riff, so never mind. Yeah, but yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, so whether it's foreseeable or not, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we postulate the riff?
As far as what?
Practical halacha.
Yeah, we say that you have to, if you cause damage, you have to be mishal, you have to pay.
Okay.
That the Shulchan Aruch had said that. Yeah. If you cause damage, we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon. We paskin like Rabbanan, that even if you were marchik. So the question is, let's say you were marchik, the Ketzot's case. Let's say I was in my house, but I didn't do four amot. I'm not sure how we would understand about that. If we'd say any house case, I'm not sure about the piece that the Ketzot adds. But you would have to be, if you, even if you were marchik and you caused this fire damage, we're going to come to that in a moment, but if you caused this damage, you'd have to pay back. The Aruch HaShulchan in source number 15 just gives a fun little historical piece that I thought was worth noting. So he quotes all of this in source number 15. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Ve'ata b'chol makom makom hukam ish me'amem shalashi grof ha'afar me'atanur me'arubot ma'le ashan u'mechuyav kol adam lizaher lenakot otam ve'ed ha'kavua. Now, in his time, you had municipal people that were governmental people who would come and they'd sweep the chimneys. And they would clear it out, and everyone has to be very careful, he says, to make sure your chimneys are kept swept and clean, so that they're not gonna livliya chosa esh ba'afar, vimlo nika otam ba'ed ha'ra'uy, v'nasa nezik al-yedeze chayav l'shalem. And if you don't sweep your chimney and you cause damage, you're gonna have to pay for that, because in contemporary times, right? This would be the equivalent of being marchik. Your chimney would be that you keep it swept and keep it clean. But say you hired the guy and he didn't show up to do the work, and then that night you caused this fire. So menaka chayav menaka l'shalem. So he says it's on his fault. Ki poshe gamurhu. V'neir yacholin lachov lachol ishi ishmor isho v'gram haba al yedei tanurim. So everyone, you can force people to make sure that they keep their chimneys clean, and any damage that comes as a result of their ovens, you can force people to do. But I thought it was a really interesting piece here that he's talking about municipal, hired governmental chimney sweepers, that you have an obligation to use them, and if you don't use them, then you're chaya for any damage that happens, because this is how you prevent house fires. Right.
Either the answer is, I don't know whether the guy did his job or not. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that we're within a law of shechem, and we're saying this is normal use of your property, and we can't keep you from using it.
Right.
And it's just, the other guy didn't do his job, and this is part of what happened. job.
Right. That's interesting. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. That's what I was saying. I'm not. I don't know how we would possibly. I think the ketzot, if the ketzot is saying what he's, if assuming the ketzot, I think he would say you did everything that you possibly could. I don't think he. I would think he would say that you're not chayev.
Maybe we don't need to talk about it. Chachamim itself would say that. I mean, how?
No, Chachamim. What do you mean? Chachamim would say that you are chayev.
Yeah, but no.
Oh, you're saying yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, that's clear from the Gemara. That's clear from the Shulchan Aruch. You have to say that. Right. So to take it a one step even further, is Esh Miyuchedet. There's a typo in my keyboard. The taf wasn't working, Yidan. Don't worry. Is fire unique? Is fire different? Is this case that we're talking about with fire, is it the Tanur case, is it unique, right? So we're going to go a little out of order, you'll see. But source number 16 is the Tur. The Tur quotes the following opinion of the Baal HaItur. So Baal HaItur katab, Alahi delo yamir adam tanur dekatani bav im hizik chayev l'shalem, dehu hadin bechol inach shiurin im hizik afilu le'achar shiurchiku chayev l'shalem. You have to pay, even if you were marchik, you still have to pay. Umishum de hezek de nura minkara lechule alma via dia nizke hu detnan hachi aval nizikin de leel lo yedia aval yedia uminkara milta ledaini chayev. So our case, we're putting this on the tanur case because this is very clear that my neighbor caused the damage to me from his oven. But in theory, it should apply to all of the cases. The only problem is that the damage there is hard to detect and hard to see, so it's very hard for the dayanim to actually say, oh, this damage happened because of your neighbor, so he has to pay also. Or not also, he has to pay for it. So it's not practical. But in theory, if you could prove, if the dayanim could know with certainty that it was his thing that caused this damage, even if he was marchik, he would have to pay. It's Mamona Didei Azik, because it was his property that caused damage. Fangatav Adonia Via Rush. And the Rush says that also, Shibklam Chayav Lashalem Chut Mehezek HaNimiyah, except for the damage, the Rush says, you'd have to pay for all of it, except for the Nimiyah case. I don't know if we ever concluded what exactly the animal was, the Nimiyah, but the Nimiyah case, which we'll get to in the future. These cases where the thing that I did didn't cause the damage, but the damage happened because of the wind or because of something else, where it's not actually, I didn't do it. The only cases that you're putter are cases when it's grumma, and those cases are uniquely these cases of the nemiya, or the case of this the kitna thing, which we're going to come to in source number 20. Hold on. Okay. So that's what the tour says. Oh, did I just skip? No, we just read the tour. Fine. In source number 17, the Meiri, I'm not sure that the Meiri is saying anything that different. But okay, the Meiri is similar. So source number 17. Vimizik Mishal Majizik Ritzalamar Shafalpi Shir Chikashir She's Karnov Shinimsa Osibir Shoot Afalpiken Imizik Mishal Majizik Rabishimanomer Lo Nimru Kol Shimalalu Kol Shirim Ella Sheim Hizik Yehe Patim Shalom. That's Machlokat. Okay, Vein Alach Rabishimon. Okay, we don't follow Rabishimon. Ella Karabanan. Period. Umikol Makom Miksat Mefarshim Katvu. There are those who say Shelo Nemarken Ella BeElu Haniz Elu Shehezikan Nikar Venir Lain Vein Lo Rishut. So I'm not sure if he's saying, I think he's saying the same thing, but it sounds like it's formulated a little differently. The way the Itur is quoted in the Tur is saying that if it was known to the judges that you caused the damage, then you would be chayev, but I don't know if he'd really disagree with that, but the way he formulates it here is he's saying that if the neighbor did cause hezek, pater afilu hizik. I don't know if you would say, I don't know. She ain't kan pshia, that's not pshia. V'chol she'ose b'rishut shelo, v'shelo b'pshia, hu hezik pater. V'chvar kadvua ken mitzad achar b'perek habayit v'aliyah. Okay, v'mikom makom b'chulan, the last line, v'mikom makom, imasa shelo b'rishut v'hizik chayav. So if you did it without rishut, aka you weren't marking the appropriate way, and you cause damage, you're chayev, you're obligated to pay. Chutz min ha-gramot, k'mo she'bar v'lamat, except for the cases of grama that we're going to see later on, that's also what the Torah had quoted also, that in cases of grama, we're going to know, grama ben ezikin is going to be putter. Okay. So the question, let's say that you weren't marchik. You weren't marchik at all. So source number 18. Samach be'achad me. This is the tour. This comes right before the iter, is source number 16, but I'm putting it here just to keep the two concepts separate. So this is the case. Samach be'achad me elu she'ayalu laharchik v'garam hezik l'chaver v'ketav ra'avadzal she'patur milashalem. If you were not, you were somech in any of these cases, you caused damage, the Ravid says that you're patur milashalem. Ki heichi te'batrinan behinach te'havud nefitze kitna v'ava azil rikta u'mazik le'inshi. V'chen gabei im samach kodlo l'shova chavero mizikato hanemiya begramato dechashvinan legrama benezikinu pater. So he says, these cases, if you were somech and damage happened, that's like these cases, or a case that's like the case of the hitting the flax, which is the Gemara in source number 20, or the case of the nemiya, which are all cases of grama, and so you're pater. And source number 20, we can just look at it quickly right now, but this is the case that he's referring to, is this case of you're hitting the flax, and there are like pieces of the flax, or the chaff are flying around, like hitting people, the wind is picking them up and it's hitting people, and in that case, you're putter. So this is going back to Idan's point, source number 20. He says, Amar lehu ki amrinin modu rabbi yosef begiri delay, hani mili deka azla mikocho. If it's giri delay, if it's coming, Rabbi Yossi would agree, it's giri delay, you're causing it. But here, hacha, zikahu de ka mamtila, but you're not causing it, this is grama, so even Rabbi Yossi would agree that you're putter. It's not giri delay. So that's how that's the case that the Torah is quoting here. It's like these cases when it's grama, and that's a grama in Ezekiel is putter. Fahu hadin be'inach kulhu. And that's the case the Torah is quoting here, the Ravid, for all of our cases, in our perek. Nonetheless, right, I can force you to be distanced from me. Even though the damage you're going to cause is not going to happen immediately, it's just going to be brought on from the wind or something like that. You can still prevent it. I can still force you to be distanced, even though you're not causing any damage right here. But the point here that he's saying is that if you were somech and you weren't marchik, the Ravid here is saying you're still putter, and that's when he brings up the Itter who disagrees and says, "No, you're going to be chayev." So the Bach points out in source number 19 that this position is taken by the Rif and the Rush and the Rambam and all these people. So the Shulchan Aruch does paskin that way. And here's the Rif in source number 21. Right? So if we skip to the part that's underlined. It says, "V'hani mili le'inyan isura de aser lemigram hezeka le'inshi kedamrinan." The whole point that we're saying is you can't cause damage to someone else. Grama b'nezikin is aser. Aval le'inyan tashlumin pater. But as far as paying back, if it's grama that caused the damage, it's pater. And that's from the Gemara on source number 20. That's what we had just seen quoted in the tour. And that's the way everyone seems to go. So the Shulchan Aruch rules in source number 22. About this case that we're talking with the hitting the flax and the chaff is flying and hitting people. So source number 22, Misha sa gorem betoch shelo, o kava beit hakise o malacha sheshba avak veafar vechayotze bahen tzarich laharchik kedei shelo yagia avar o areach beit hakise o avak lechaviro kedei shelo yaziko. Afilo haya haruach hu even though it's caused by the wind, you still have to be distanced. Even if you're not doing anything, it's just the wind that's going to cause the damage, you still have to distance yourself. Shekol elu kemisha heziko bechetzav. Ve'afal pi shehu chayav laharchik kol kach. Even though you have this obligation to distance, im holicha haruach hamitzuya hamotz ve'afar vehezika bahen patur milashalem sharuach hu shesiyeh oto. Because it's not your fault. You have to be distanced, but if the damage happened, it's, it was grama. It's not on you. Say more.
In the Ash again, doesn't it say? Because if you was the what happened to him? What the he did what
the Oh, you're saying it was the onus. He's honest. What was I supposed to do?
Except
that this would but so the problem is that so why is your tanur any different than the Ash?
The tanur would be just like
but so then you should be putter.
Or a shan or a fa.
But so then so then why are you chayev? Meaning there's something unique about the tanur case, because we
can get into this category.
Which category?
The one,
but tanur is but.
I think that the tanur can get into this list, and the Ash can get into the.
But all these cases that he just has right here, afal pishu chayav kol kach le'archik kol kach im holicha ruach mitzuyah motz ve'avara. So the tanur, though, it's not. In the tanur, if you cause damage, you cause damage, you are chayev. So the tanur case is not like this. Right. So the tanur esh case is different than the other esh case.
The tanur esh case, then the?
Then the other, then the baba kama, then all the other cases. Okay, afterwards. So the Aruch HaShulchan in source number 23, I think he just sort of clarifies this, or maybe I don't know, sort of wraps it, ties it in a more appealing way that there's definitely more, I'm sure there's more discussion on it, but we have both of these as being true, that the Tanur case, if you're Chayev, if you were Marchik, you don't have to, I'm sorry, if you're Marchik and you cause damage, you still have to pay, but that seems to be, according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to everyone else, that's a unique case. That everything else, they're all cases of grama. The gefed and the zefed and the everything is all, the nemiyah for sure, those are all grama cases. So the Aruch HaShulchan says 23, Chayav l'archikan im rak baruach mitzuyah holecha afar o avak o amot shekol elu kemo shehizik bechetzav hen aval im haruach mitzuyah eno molich ela al yedei ruach she'eno mitzuyah ein tzorich l'archik. If it's ruach mitzuyah, then you have to be marchik. If it's ruach she'ena mitzuyah, so you don't have to be marchi, because who's going to think that's going to happen, right? The ruach she'ena mitzuyah akray ba'amahu ve'af al pi sheberuach mitzuyah chayav laharchik mikol makom im lo hirchik veharuach holich hamotz ve'avak ve'afar ve'hizik pater milashalem. You don't have to pay sheruach se'o ve'en hanezek ba mikocho. Right, the damage that happens in all those cases is not from me. It's something else. It's from the wind, from something else. Ve'hava kegrama benizikin upater. That's grama benizikin. So you don't have to pay. Ve'chen kol sharei minei harchakot shebesiman ze. And that's the case with all of the harchakot in this siman. Ein chayav l'shalem kishehizik. You don't have to pay. Because all of the damage that's going to happen is all going to follow under the category of grama. You can't do it. Grama is usser. But that doesn't mean that you have to pay if you end up doing it. And so that's what levad bekotesh harifot besiman tavav shemikocho bahanezek o beish shel tanur dahava kechocho. He says, but the eish tanur is a restaurant. That's why I think I'm using that. The eish of the tanur, that case is kekocho. And so that's a unique, that and this other case in siman tetvav, those are unique cases. Everything else, all the damage is happening, even if certainly cases like the Nimiyah are clearly, they are clearly grama, but he's saying all of the cases in the Siman, all of this parak, they're all grama cases. And so you have to be marchik, but if you weren't marchik, I can't force you to pay. The exception, the Eish is the exception. The Tanur case is the exception, that he says that it's dehava kikocho. It's like it's coming from him. Aval kol adrim lav mikocho atzmo, but everything else is not coming from his own strength. It's not something that he did. So lav mikocho atzmo bahanezek ela haruach or amayim or minechimum. So all the other things, the water, I didn't cause your wall to fall. It was the water. It was in the pit. And the pit did that. It's all grum. It's all, you're not chayev to pay it back. If it happens, ominechimum, oshar divrei mizikim oto, velo ha'adam atzma. The person himself didn't do it. And so there would not be a chiyuv there. So it seems like that is halacha lemaisa here. That for all these cases, you have to be marchik. But if you weren't marchik, you don't have to pay. Except for the esh case, which is that if you were marchik, you would still have to pay. So the tanur case is doubly unique because it's not just you don't have to pay because you're marchik, but even if you were marchik, you would have to pay more. So that's just a little bit going back to marchik or mishalim, this mishnah or more. So it seems like you'd have to be marchik when it comes to the tanur case. Regardless of whether you're marchik or not, you would have to be, even if you were marchik, you'd have to be mishalim. But it seems like it's unique to this case of this mishnah with the tanur. But in other cases that we've learned or that we will learn, it's grama benezikin, and so it's usser, so you have to be marchik, but you would be pater from having to pay. Any questions on that or disagreements? What do you mean? It could also be regional. If we're talking about Ruach Mitzuya, the difference between the here and somewhere else could be what Ruach Mitzuya is and how far. So what are you arguing then?
So yes, what I'm arguing is what I said before. I think that the distance commonly said for this tanur itself is not for preventing the damage. Because for preventing the damage, you cannot give an exact shiur, or because it's in the house, because it's your tanur, or depending on the rice. But it's just like all of these. And the distancing is coming in for other reasons. And then you can look at why exactly they gave those distances. But the distancing is not, it's not, we cannot compare this distancing into all of these things.
Okay. Okay. Food for thought. All right. Very good. Anything else? All right. Thank you, everyone, for coming. I'm not sure what we're gonna. I think we're gonna be moving on to.